following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Aaron. I write Thor, God of Thunder, and other books about dudes with big hammers, and you're listening to The Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hey, I'm Brandon.
And we are in Los Angeles.
Yay, it's my favorite city in the whole wide world.
Brandon hates Los Angeles, and I like it okay. And we're here on the West Coast because we're about to attend E3. In fact, it's the beginning of a gauntlet of summer events that we're involved with in some way, shape, or form.
And that are not fun at all.
Brandon, this is our summer fun update episode.
I know. Yes, I know. It is summer fun-tastic. Let me explain to you what summer fun means in LA. Nothing quite says summer fun like sitting outside of a Papa John's with a homeless person sleeping on your left, another homeless person casually sitting down next to you on your right, the sun against your back, burning it, and the smell of pot and saliva in the air. Thank you, LA, for this summer fun experience.
That was a lifestyle choice that you chose.
I needed food, and no, that was the only place.
No one was twisting your arm to go to Papa John's.
My stomach was.
There's plenty of better restaurants to go to. We're here for E3, and we're going to be doing E3 coverage all week long, and we're doing it differently this year. In the past, we've done daily podcasts, but that has, it seems a little overwhelming. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to do one podcast coming out next Monday. And in the meantime, we're going to do articles all week long. More articles from us covering a wide gamut of basically whatever we see there. We know for sure we're going to be covering Rock Band and Guitar Hero because our coverage this year is sponsored by Consequence of Sound. So I'm really excited for the return of music games, specifically Rock Band, because Guitar Hero can kind of go fuck itself.
Yeah, I don't care much for Guitar Hero.
But this is a new Guitar Hero, so it could be a new leaf for them.
We'll see.
It could be a whole different game.
It's actually called Guitar Hero: A New Leaf.
Yeah, you can play as Isabelle
and
play KK Slider songs.
But
doesn't make sense to play as KK Slider. Whatever, fuck you.
But I actually want to visit Mad Cats because they're the ones officially making the newer version of the instruments, and I need a new drum set. So I'm hopefully going to get to try it out.
They even said the microphone is well advanced this time. I don't know what that means.
At what point is it just not a real microphone that you could buy, like
something? It's always been a USB mic, but they've done something to it this time. I don't know. They hinted to it in a video I saw. I have questions I need answered. So we're going to be covering those games, as well as like everything else we can get our hands on, basically.
Mm-hmm. I have a very long list of shit I need to track down.
Yeah.
Long list.
Obviously, E3 is complete pandemonium, but if there's something you would like us to track down, there's a thread on the Nerdy Show forums where you can tell us about stuff that you would like us to check out, and we'll see what we can do. In other news, personal excitement for me, like crazy, Earthbound Beginnings. They have finally announced for the first time they are actually releasing Mother, the original Earthbound game.
Is that Zero?
Yeah, it was called by fans Earthbound Zero, distributed as ROMs for like a decade.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Earthbound Zero.
That's why I call it Zero, because that's what they
made. Right, because it was translated by Nintendo completely, and then fortunately the game was leaked. But now it's actually officially coming out, or it's maybe even out already. It's hard. Usually when Nintendo does these announcements,
I remember that game being incredibly difficult.
Oh, it's hard.
More difficult than Mother, too.
Yeah, no, it's way harder than Earthbound. So it's called Earthbound Beginnings now, and it might actually be available now. Go check the Wii U store.
We don't know. We're busy.
We're on the road. I was sideswiped. I did not expect that. And this means that maybe Mother 3 is not too far behind, which would be incredible, because that's, all the Earthbound games are some of the best games ever made, but Earthbound and Mother 3 especially, holy crap, that's a whole other world. So yeah, E3 coverage all week long, but then the coverage doesn't stop. And neither does my traveling. I'm going from LA directly to Charlotte, North Carolina for Heroes Con, our favorite comic book convention of the year. So if you're in that area, you should come by and say hi. You should have to find me first.
Don't say hi to us, because I won't be there.
Right.
But you can say hi to Cap.
And Brian of Flame On.
Oh, yeah, Brian's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to be there. I guess you two.
Us two, okay. Yeah. Yeah. The guest list is always really impressive, but holy crap, HeroesCon's guest list this year is indomitable, really. Like, there's so many cool people that, like, either I know or would like to know, or, like, in all cases, admire their work. It's really impressive.
Is the guy who wrote Powers there, and can you ask him what happened to the show that he helped write?
No, Brian Michael Bendis is not going to be there, and I can't accost him for the low quality of the television series based on Powers. No, I'm sure glad I didn't buy a PS4 for that show, like I considered doing when it was announced at last year's E3.
You were really excited about that.
I was really excited.
I watched the first episode and was like, you know what? Daredevil's a way better show than this.
Colin watched all of it, and he loves Powers, and he fucking hated it. So.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. At least he stuck it through. You know, he actually watched it. He has a fully formed opinion. I trust his opinion, and he didn't like it.
Well, speaking of fully formed opinions, I haven't seen Jurassic World yet, but Brandon, you did.
Oh, God. Well, because I don't want to have a heart attack or pass out from anger, I wrote a little review of Jurassic World. It's more of a rant. You can find that on the website. Just type Jurassic World and it'll pop up.
We'll link to it on this episode's page, of course, but it's a rant that Brandon posted in the Nerdy Show forums, and I haven't seen it yet, but it seems...
a lot of people are posting how great the movie is and how it stays true to the original, but I have a few grievances with that and disagreements
I should point out that we've published before the film even came out, like a debate between Laval and Doug about the film. Well, everybody in Nerdy Show's got very conflicting opinions over this, so if you have an opinion...
I can tell you Mad Max is better.
I don't think anybody would argue with that, man.
Some people might.
Mad Max is the best film of the year. It's probably going to be a better film than Episode 7, and, you know...
It's going to be a better film than anything's been released lately, or soon, anything with CG in it.
Speaking of Jurassic Park, I think Mad Max might be the most impressive cinematic event since Jurassic Park.
It is the Jurassic Park 1 of Mad Max movies.
Anyway, moving on, E3, the press conferences are on June 15th, we'll be covering those, and then the actual show takes place on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, then HeroesCon is the 19th, 20th, and 21st of June, so I'm going to be flying on the 19th, so you'll see me on the 20th and 21st, where I will be hosting a number of panels.
What are the topics?
Well, one on Saturday at 1:30, I'm doing a panel on violence in comic books.
And how there needs to be more of it.
I'm going to represent all sides, and I didn't come up with these, by the way. It's all very, very last minute. Sometimes we actually mastermind some of the panels at HeroesCon, not this year, maybe next year. And that panel is going to be really good. It's got a lot of cool people on it, including Keenan Marshall Keller and Tom Neely of The Humans, James Herron of Rumble, Andy Belanger of Southern Cross, amazing sci-fi comic, Keegan MacLeod of Infinite Kung Fu. You might remember we interviewed him back in the day, and Frank Thierry, Red Sonja, and... Jeez, man, so many good hard-boiled crime drama stuff. So it's going to be a fun show. And then at 4:30, which is with me and Scotty Young, writer of the Rocket Raccoon series and also the mastermind behind all the Marvel Babies stories, which I'm sure you're giving me a face. You're not familiar with these.
Why? I wouldn't read anything with babies in it.
Well, are you familiar with the X-Babies?
No.
When Mojo turned all the... Like all the X-Men and
is it like that
babies?
Baby Avengers show I've seen?
Is that a show? Is that
they
that
look
happen?
Like tiny midget baby people and they fight? Or is that you know what?
That sounds actually remarkably similar to what he. Anyway, it's a comedy. It's self-aware. It's not made for children necessarily. It's kind of it's all ages. But anyway, so he's the brains behind that cussing Rockin' Raccoon and also the Avengers babies basically.
Two extremes.
Yes. And then also on Sunday at 1:30. We're doing a panel on cover variants.
I don't even read comics. I just like looking at all the different covers for the same issue.
It is either a blessing or a curse, depending on your feelings, and I'm actually not for them.
Remember that
so
time Robin got shot? Weren't there like 10 variants or something?
Man, every time somebody gets shot, there's 10 variants. it's a plague, but it's going to be cool because there's a lot of cool people on it, like Tommy Lee Edwards, Phil Noto, Art Adams, Sanford Green, and Mark Brooks. Lots of talent, so we'll be talking about art, basically. So that's at HeroesCon in Charlotte, North Carolina, this coming weekend. In June 2015. But hey, next week, the following week, from June 24th through June 28th, that is Wednesday through Sunday, we're going to be at Dice Tower Con, which is in Orlando. It's a gaming convention. It's the kind
at
of...
At least that one's in Orlando.
It is, yeah. So it's going to be nice to be at base,
but not
also
at your house still for 5 more days.
Yeah, pretty much. it's actually, it's a gaming convention, the kind of which you... you go to play games and you don't stop. That's actually running 24/7 from Wednesday through Sunday.
So it's the opposite of this. You don't just report on games. You just go to play them and have fun.
Yeah, it's actually that. Like role-playing and mostly tabletop, though. In fact, on Sunday and Saturday, Rule and Doug are going to be doing alternating shifts playing both Saga's RPG and also the Ghostbusters RPG. I would say come on out to this, but if you don't have tickets already, you're shit out of luck. So, it is sold out.
I was going to say, can anyone from Orlando just go? But if it's sold out... Sorry.
Yeah, it's I'm sorry.
I can't even go.
No, you can't. No. It's sold out. It's straight up sold out.
I'm going to be at home playing Witcher 3, so I think I can handle it.
But it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. So that's the summer fun for June, but July, well, San Diego Comic-Con.
It just doesn't end.
No, it doesn't end. It really doesn't. July 9th through the 12th, Jessica and I will be at San Diego Comic-Con. So if you're going to be there too, hit us up on the forums. We can have a meetup because... we would like to hang out with you guys.
Can you please, the one thing I ask when you go to Comic-Con is if you can find out any more information about any new Hamster Vice issues that might come out in the near future.
There will never
My favorite comic, Hamster Vice.
Brendan, you've never asked me before. You've never asked me.
One of the comics that should turn into a movie.
Could you track down the guy who created Hamster Vice and interview him?
He's probably dead.
The answer would be, if he's not dead, I probably could, Brendan.
Huh.
Would you like to interview the creator of your favorite comic book of all time, Hamster Vice?
Yes!
If you haven't read Hamster
Vice...
All
I need to ask him is why.
I wouldn't recommend it.
No, it's pretty good. One of the characters' name, I think, is Hammy.
It's basically, what's popular now? Miami Vice and Ninja Turtles? This is obviously the mid-late 80s. Oh, what about Hamster Vice?
But they use extreme violence.
Yeah, it's not a good comic.
And they're cockroach people.
Yeah,
I don't really understand it, but I love it.
I don't care for it. Anyway, so from there, I'm not coming back to Orlando after Comic-Con. I'm staying out in the Southwest because the following weekend, the 18th through 19th of July, is Camp Fangamer celebrating 20 years of Earthbound.
So you need an assistant. This at this point, you need someone to go out and do things.
If you'd like to be my assistant, please submit applications.
You will not be paid.
You will not be paid.
Your tickets, you'll have to buy them yourself.
But you know what? You're going to take all your hard work and someday you will be paid.
Yeah, maybe, yes.
It'll pay off eventually.
Metaphorically speaking.
So I'm going to be out in Tucson, Arizona, hanging out with the Fangamer crew. They're, of course, the guys who started at Starman.net, the number one Earthbound site on the web, and then grew into the coolest clothing and accessories game-based website organization there is. So if you haven't ever been to Fangamer, go to Fangamer, and you'll be wowed by all the awesome stuff they have that hopefully you have enough money to purchase. But anyway, Camp Fangamer is going to be an incredible immersive experience dedicated to my favorite game of all time, one of the greatest games ever made, one of the best stories of the 20th century as far as I'm concerned. I'm going to be hosting a number of panels, including one on the darkness and horror elements of Earthbound, and a panel on the pop culture references and influences of Earthbound, and also a screening of one of my favorite films of all time, True Stories, written and directed by David Byrne, the frontman for the Talking Heads, which is the closest thing we're probably ever going to get to an Earthbound film.
Is True Stories that one where the guy meets up with that woman in a cafe, but nuclear bombs are going to fall, so they go on top of a skyscraper?
No, that's Miracle Mile.
Oh, okay.
Also a great film. But this one is actually John Goodman's first starring role. It's really good, really surreal. I can't recommend it enough. I believe tickets are still available. You should definitely do it. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event. From some things that have been inferred to me, you will never have been to something like this before. It sounds incredible, and I'm so excited to be there. We're going to be, of course, doing full coverage of that as well. Full coverage from Comic-Con, all that mess. And then Orlando Nerd Fest, the music festival, is returning to Orlando August 7th through 9th. So it's going to be a busy summer. So we figured, obviously there's not... we're going to be putting out episodes, as usual, all throughout this. We kind of needed a breather, so this is an update for what's going on.
I mean, you're fucked. I'm okay, but you're fucked.
I'll do my best. I'll survive somehow. In other Nerdy Show-related news... we made 250 votes. If you've been following the grant saga, we applied for a $100,000 grant.
Does that mean we get it?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, it does not. We'll find out in September. However, thanks to all you awesome guys, we have qualified. We made our minimum of 250, so any additional votes we get is a victory lap. But if you still haven't voted yet and you'd like to basically show your support for Nerdy Show, go to nerdyshow.com/grant and you'll be forwarded to the voting page. So thank you so much for doing that. Our fingers are definitely crossed. There's nothing more we can do except for continue to vote, though apparently additional votes. I double checked the FAQ. Additional votes actually won't sway the judges in any way.
No.
But it'll maybe it will on like a spiritual level. Support Nerdy Show. Go to nerdyshow.com/grant. Keep voting.
Did you make the button for the grant a picture of Alan Grant?
You didn't see the button I made?
Oh, you did. Yeah, no, I clicked on it without thinking because I just saw you say vote and I was like, okay, I need to vote.
Well, thank you. But you'll find if you want to show your support, we have a button we made that has a picture of Alan Grant that says I voted. nerdyshow.com/grant.
That's great. It's great. It's exactly what I thought you would have done. Good.
We got some shout-outs to do. For all the awesome people who supported us on Patreon, we're a listener-supported podcast and podcast network, and we couldn't survive without you, so thank you. And if you contribute over $10 a month, then we give you shout-outs at every conceivable opportunity, such as this one. But first, we've actually got some new blood here. We got a shout-out to another Dragonborn spellcaster, and Wolfboy1988, who gave us a standalone donation at nerdyshow.com/support, who said, RPG support drive, I choose Shadowrun. I want to see you all put your fraggin' hoops out of the fire, chummers.
Oh my god, I would love to do Shadowrun. We made characters for that.
You did Grundletaint.
Grundletaint.
However, the RPG support drive, this is done in spirit. The RPG support drive has not been on for a while now. It's been concluded this summer. We hope to finally be releasing the Call of Cthulhu mini-series that we recorded at you guys' request.
It was so long, it has become a mini-series.
Yeah, and it's taken a lot of post-production work, but I am really thrilled with how it's turning out. I'm so excited for you guys to finally hear it, and I'm so sorry it took so long. And then, of course, we're going to dive right in to the previous RPG support drive topic, Star Wreck. Our goal is to take care of all of our outstanding projects that we have on the docket to wipe the slate clean, and then we can start again with more RPG support drives. But thank you, Wolfboy, so much, and we really do hope to do Shadowrun someday, because I, for one, want to see Brandon's character Grundletaint come to life. So, big thanks to Stephen Pingel,
Evan Thompson,
Caitlin Kruger,
Sage Zero,
Stephen Peckham,
Chaolis,
Red Ion,
Manipedia,
Mighty Matthew Cox,
Jeffrey Voss,
Sean Tyrid,
Mauron,
Kurt Fortenberry,
Dr. Talos,
Eric Maxiner,
Joshua Westphal,
Brian Shulman,
Kevin Wise,
Sean Lawler,
Temsu,
Garriger,
David Van Pult,
and Isabiz.
We did it.
High five. Alright, so it's gonna be a long summer. I hope I survive.
You probably won't.
I probably won't. I'm going to need your vitamin money.
You're going to
need
a lot of therapy after this?
Please go to nerdyshow.com/Amazon to do all your Amazon purchases and help pay for my forthcoming medical bills. And nerdyshow.com/Patreon. If this is your first episode of Nerdy Show you've listened to, congratulations for getting to the end. These are not normally like this at all. They're usually interesting. But this is an important community update because we have a lot of shit coming up. And maybe some opportunities to see you guys, which would be amazing. So if you're going to be in Charlotte or San Diego or Tucson,
or if you're just super rich and can fly a private jet to wherever you want, yeah, whenever you want,
then why have you not become a Nerdy Show investor? but thanks so much for listening. Definitely come out. And taking us out, I was browsing through all the Nerdy FM tracks. Nerdy FM is, of course, our streaming nerd music radio station at nerdy.fm, and we have an app and it's available on iTunes and Android. So what are you waiting for? You could be listening to the best nerdy music in every single genre right now. Instead of this, no, but just listen to this, and then anyway, so I was browsing through the library, and I saw a track called Turtle Wank.
You don't even know what that is.
I didn't, no. It turns out it's a arrangement, a VGM remix of Sewer Surfin', the classic and way, way, way overdone third level to Turtles in Time. But you know what? It's still one of the best tracks, and it is a summer fun track on account of Sewer Surfin'. So surf's up, it's time for Turtle Wank by Nace. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. Yay! As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other gnarly shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon, brah. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more totally tubular perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can give us, like, surfboard sponsorships or, like, craft beer sponsorships, you know, whatever. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show podcasts via iTunes or SoundCloud, and you can leave a comment, like and share, follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks like at Twitter, Instagram, that shit, Pinterest. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, they've totally got it covered.